This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, back here once again. And we'll be before long with Doug as we plow on through these health topics. I'm always happy to be a part of the health presentations that take place, along with Dr. Ken. Believe it or not, there's probably a lot of things that he and I agree on, and there, of course, there's some things that where we kind of part company, respectfully, lovingly, but we kind of part company. Because my training is different. Now, just by way of introduction, chiropractic college is 5 semester years. It's 10 semesters, and it's essentially a year longer than med school. Because we get an awful lot more diagnosis. The heavy diagnosis that occurs in medicine usually is when they, you know, after graduation, after they've decided what particular field of medicine they want to specialize in, and then that's when they get the heavier diagnosis in that particular field. In chiropractic college, we get it before we get our basic degree. And I say that because what my diagnostic procedures with my patients are, get my verbiage correct here for you, is that it almost always comes down to either some kind of trauma that's happened, some kind of poisoning that you've been exposed to, or malnutrition. And malnutrition is the one that reigns above everything else. One way to be sure of being malnourished in America today is to follow the standard American diet. And so in the program today, I want to address some questions about cholesterol that I was asked, and also some suggestions on the best food choices for children, especially when they're weaned and off of mama and they're ready to start eating solid foods. So the thing I want to talk about with cholesterol, cholesterol is this waxy, fat-like substance that's essential for making every cell membrane and structure throughout the human body. It's also crucial for protecting the nerve sheath, the covering of our nerves. It plays a vital role in the production of our hormones. It's the first step in making vitamin D in our skin. It's essential for the production of bile acids that break down fats that are in our food during the digestive process. And cholesterol is made in the liver, and only 20% of it comes from our food. I mean, even the brain makes its own cholesterol. And because of the blood-brain barrier, the brain can't take up cholesterol that's in the blood. So it has to make its own cholesterol. So medical science has targeted cholesterol as being, you know, both good and bad. And unfairly, it blames it as the major cause of the rising rate of heart disease. Cholesterol drugs are the most highly prescribed medication in the world, yet heart disease is still the number one cause of death worldwide. Now, I want to give you a little thinking experiment about this for a moment. The number one cause of death worldwide is heart disease. And if you start to have some problems with your heart, where are you going to turn to? You know, 9 out of 10 people are going to go to a cardiologist. And that cardiologist is going to follow the standard of care in trying to take care of your cardiac problems while it's still the number one cause of death on the planet. In the same vein, now bear with me here, in the same vein of thinking, the number two cause of death worldwide is cancer. And if something happened to you physiologically, that a lump or blood or something and you went to get this checked out, and they say, well, you got cancer, but you're here early enough, we can probably help you with it. Hopefully it's not a stage four when it's diagnosed. And what are they going to do? They're going to follow the standard of care that leads to the second leading cause of death in the world, cancer. Now, I'm not saying anything other than that. I just want you to follow the logic. Let's say the number one cause of auto accidents was faulty repair shops doing a lousy job of maintenance of your car. Just by way of argument. And all of a sudden you got a rattle or a bump or a vibration or something. Where are you going to take your car if you don't know how to fix it yourself? You're going to go to a repair shop. The number one cause of auto accidents, according to my model here, in the world. And what are they going to do? They're going to do the standard repair job on your car. And yet it's the greatest cause of auto accidents in the Western world. Now, if you follow my logic here, you might find holes in my logic. People often do. But if you follow my logic here, would you consider something else as being the problem if you had heart problems other than the fact that you don't have enough heart drugs in your bloodstream? Maybe there's something else that needs to be in the bloodstream besides drugs in order to help the heart. That is the power of propaganda. That's the power of propaganda that comes to us from the FDA. And the FDA's primary reason to exist is to make the world safe for big pharma, for medication, for drugs. So now, with that having been said, I want to come back to cholesterol. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. Now, I started off the program here talking about how cholesterol is one of the most highly prescribed medications in the world. And cholesterol is so vitally needed in our bodies that cholesterol management has been overlooked and essentially ignored. In other words, cholesterol just gets a bad rap, period. But cholesterol provides the body with the essential constituents that we need to balance our metabolic requirements in accordance with the normal cycles of nature that we go through. And to maintain accurate cholesterol levels as we age, we need to make some lifestyle changes. And so what I do with my patients is I add some basic nutrients and substances to the diet, but these things have to be tailored individually. You know, claiming that everybody should have the same lipid levels in their bloodstream is absurd. Saying that everybody should have exactly the same sugar levels in their blood when they wake up in the morning is ridiculous. Or that every woman should have exactly the same emotional hormonal balance in their bodies is likewise ridiculous. What our bodies need is an individual approach to determine what it really needs. This is not rocket science. This is life science. And the human body wants to preserve itself for as long as it possibly can. And in the process, it will begin to reduce certain metabolic functions as we get older. Tissue reserves may have become depleted. Nutrients may be absorbed less effectively. The rate of repair, if we've damaged some tissues, slows down. If it becomes too overworked, we may need higher levels of cholesterol in our body. Now, we've known that for a long time, yet it smacks up against the standard dogma that comes from medical science, that any level of cholesterol above a certain amount, like anything over 200, is dangerous. I have found in my practice anything under 200 is dangerous. And the older we get, the higher our cholesterol levels need to be. I would use Dr. Graveline, just like it sounds, Graveline. It's one of the cardiologists to our astronauts. He wrote a book called Lipitor, The Thief of Memory. And it's his experience with cholesterol-lowering drugs and how it robbed him of his memory and all other kinds of problems. These cardiologists insist that nobody can go into space as a part of the American, of NASA, unless their cholesterol is over 300. They will not let him go into space because the brain will not work. the way it needs to work, like timed clockwork, when you're up there in the confines of space without high cholesterol. But we live our lives so fast anymore. I mean, the senior body, and I'm 73, and some people would consider that a senior. I consider Doug a senior. He's a few years older than I am. I kind of consider him to be the senior. But even the older we get, we still have this compelling will to live inside of our bodies, not die, but to live. And, you know, it would be crazy if you drove your car 100 miles an hour all the time you got into it and expect it to last. But that's kind of the way the westernized way of life is with us. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this. And unlike in other parts of the world, we don't really honor the natural rhythms of aging. Now, there's a book by Dan Buettner, B-U-E-T-T-N-E-R, called The Blue Zones. And the book draws on research into the longest-lived cultures around the planet. Those are living 100 and older. And there's very many interesting findings, and I highly encourage to look into this if you want to live to that age with your brain working and your body working. But I want to add a little bit of a caution, because one of the recommendations is to maintain a 95% plant-based diet. A 95% plant-based diet simply does not provide enough animal protein and fat. And furthermore, not everybody can digest legumes, which they promote in this book, but there's a lot of good information in that book anyway. So the rising cholesterol levels in our bodies as we get older is simply a normal function of conserving our body systems. It should not be discouraged. And we age in a 30-year cycle of life. And in each of these 30-year cycles, we want to accommodate the kind of care to prepare for the next one. Something called trophotherapy, or the science of healing by applied nutrition, is what I'm talking about. Now, we're going to go to a break here shortly. When we get back, I have three supplements I highly recommend in order to maintain a good, steady level of cholesterol in the bloodstream. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a few moments, I will continue with this as we continue with the Good Day Health Show. Stick around.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. There's three things. I often talk about Standard Process. It's the oldest supplement company in America since 1929, and it has an almost 1,000, it's 900 and some acres of organic farming in Wisconsin, and which makes up about 85%. The vegetables that are grown there makes up about 85% of what is in the products that Standard Process markets. And they market up to, I think it's around 150 products covering that many different processes inside the human body that are dependent upon these certain nutritional substances to keep these operations going. Now, there's three things that I highly recommend in order for you to maintain good cholesterol levels. Something called Cyruta, C-Y-R-U-T-A, Cyruta. It prevents arterial plaquing, and it's a concentration of green leaves of the buckwheat plant that contains the most abundant amount of rutin and other bioflavonoids such as hesperidin and quercetin of any plant on the planet. And the inside of our blood vessels, as we get older, if we don't take care of this kind of food nutrition, the blood vessels can dry, they crack, they lose their elasticity over time. Cyruta acts to maintain the integrity of the blood vessel wall, and it also contains seeds of the plant that breaks down excessive fat deposits that accumulate in the 100,000 miles of vasculature throughout our entire body. Most of those blood vessels you can't see without a microscope, but 100,000 miles of blood vessels in our body. That's four times around the circumference or the equator of the Earth. Another product is called soybean lecithin, because this product not only contains the fat of the soybean, it has no hormone-influencing substances. Of all the things I tell people not to do with soy, the soybean lecithin has none of those products in it. In fact, it's just primarily two things called phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine. And it's a great source of phosphorus that balances excess calcium. It balances the excess fat in the blood, and it helps to keep cholesterol in solution until it reaches the liver, where the liver decides if you need more or need less. And then a third product called beta food. It's a concentration of beet, leaf tops, and root. Beta food is high in the contents that thins the bile and the liver clearing properties. These are the kinds of things our ancestors used to maintain lifespans of 100 years before there were any antibiotics, before there were any vaccines, before there was any dependence upon medicine to keep us alive, when all they knew primarily back then was good nutrition. So the optimal diet for managing cholesterol is kind of the hunter-gatherer way of eating, the paleo-focused type of diet that includes good eggs, raw dairy, and cheeses. And I'm telling you, this works so well with my patients. I mean, and walking, you know, 30 to 60 minutes a day, and yoga or tai chi or biking or swimming to keep the body moving, because if you stagnate, you die. Movement is life in association with the rest of the things I was talking about. Now, we're going to go to break here in a moment. When we get back, I want to hit a couple of topics relative to the what I consider to be the best foods to be feeding children, especially during this holiday season. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We will be back in just a few moments.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Fresh off the fourth GOP debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa earlier this week, Nikki Haley, back in Iowa Friday, campaigning in Sioux City, saying she just needs to have a good showing there. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, whose campaign has yet to catch fire with voters, says he has no plan of dropping out of the race at this time and is focusing his efforts on campaigning in Michigan. Now, looking at some of the recent polling in New Hampshire ahead of the GOP primary there, a CNN survey finds Christie in third place with 14% of the vote, Nikki Haley at 20%, and former President Trump with 42% of the vote as it stands right now. In other news, award-winning actor Ryan O'Neal has died at the age of 82, his son Patrick confirming the news on social media. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm glad that you're a part of the audience. And I'm proud. I'm proud of the fact that Doug relies upon me to give advice in the maintaining of health and the recovery of health that isn't drug-based. Living better chemically isn't, you know, the... If it's a matter of saving one's life, there's no issue about it. But if we're dealing with chronic problems, drugs may not be your best alternative. Lifestyle changes usually is what we're looking for. And over my 50 years at least of talking about these subjects and how to live, how to eat, how to navigate through this incredible journey we call life, I'm often asked, and I think this is probably the number one question I'm asked by my parents, especially new parents, what do I feed my children to make them strong and keep them healthy? And the answer is really profound. It just begins with a basic understanding of what food and eating is. Our first experience in receiving human nutrition occurs over the 40 weeks of gestation in the womb. And around the clock, nutrient-dense building blocks of proteins, amino acids, fats, carbohydrates are saturating every tissue, every growing gland, every growing organ, all of which is, are literally in the process of creating a living being in that we call this fetus that becomes a baby. And these building blocks are based on the best resources available in mama's reserves. One of the definitions of the word mother, it comes from Latin, mater. And mater means to nourish, interestingly enough. So after 9 months of complete darkness, surrounded by these life-giving fluids and nourishment, we're born. And the transition to the outer world is a monumental adjustment. I mean, the first 12 weeks out of the womb are what a lot of people refer to as the fourth trimester. And then this is followed by 9 more months of the introduction of food. And the cycle of this first year establishes the relationship that you're going to have with food and eating for the rest of your life. Now, breast milk, obviously, is the first and most beneficial food for a newborn. A suckling infant stimulates the nerve endings that are in the nipple and the areola that signals the pituitary gland in the brain to release two hormones, prolactin and oxytocin. And prolactin causes the mammary glands to absorb nutrients from the blood supply, the proteins, the sugars, the fats, rather than from the contents of mom's stomach. It's not grabbing it from mama's stomach, it's grabbing it from her bloodstream. And it turns these substances into breast milk. And then eating food brings the outer world into the inner world of the human body. And it's an immunological event, it's an endocrine event, it's a nervous system event, all dependent upon digestion. And since the 1940s, Western cultures have, for the most part, lost their awareness of and connection to real food. The foods that we eat today have been so adulterated to the extent that it's no longer capable of nourishing the human population. Just look at the statistics, for crying out loud. When I was a child in the 1950s, according to the CDC, 2.4% of children under the age of 18 had a chronic illness, a chronic disease. Today, it's over 50% of children in our country have a chronic disease. We've become a culture that just no longer honors the life-giving bounty of nature that Mother Nature has to offer us. We become so a culture so laden with chemicals, bleached white flour, high fructose corn syrup, pasteurized dairy, trans and hydrogenated oils all the time contain very little nutritional value, yet they make up 90% of the standard American diet. So where do you begin to feed your children correctly? Well, local food co-ops, local farmer type of co-ops is a great place to start. And there are networks of these like-minded individuals that can help you begin to understand the normal way to access balanced nutrition. So the best guide for food shopping, locally grown vegetables and organic when available, farm-raised beef, chicken, pork, including the organs when possible, muscle meat proteins that you can introduce after the first year. You can feed children in the first 12 months of life minced up organ meat. Yes, there are parents to do that because they know how nutritionally rich organs are, especially liver. But the muscle meat, the steaks and the chops and burgers and stuff like that, after the first year. Then raw dairy products only raw. We did not have a cholesterol problem until we started pasteurizing milk. Wild-caught fish, whole grains, excluding wheat and excluding rice. Amaranth, quinoa, millet are highly recommended. But the wheat of today is not the wheat of our grandparents. Neither is the rice. And then primarily organic berries. You want to minimize other fruit consumption. Organic berries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and the other kind of berries that you can get in the organic section of your grocery store. Highly recommended for children. And then the nuts and seeds, preferably raw, preferably organic. These should be soaked and offered in small amounts. Peanuts, which really aren't nuts. They're beans. They're legumes. And they're hard to digest, are not recommended for children coming off the breast unless the peanuts are organically grown because they're heavily sprayed with insecticides. Almost any peanut product out there has been heavily sprayed with insecticides. And then the nut and the seed butters, almond butter, cashew butter, sesame butter, which was known as tahini, is very easy to digest. Now, a couple of places that I would recommend you take a look is at the WestonAPrice.org, WestonAPrice.org, and search for Nourishing Healthy Babies. It's a thicker book, but my goodness, when I can get parents to move this kind of a diet to their children, their teachers even have comments to make about these kids after a few months on these diets. They're moving up in scholastic levels. They're achieving higher reading levels, better mathematics, better verbiage, better social relationships with their fellow students, and they don't get sick. Now, the best guidance for digestive issues and properly preparing foods for children, two books I recommend. One is Gut and Psychology Syndrome by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. It just outlines how a range of medical conditions are simply linked to a deficiency in the flora that exists in our gut and our intestines. And part four of that book, called Having a New Baby in the GAPS Family, essential reading for all new parents. It even has profound impact upon the autistic spectrum. And then another book called The Complete Cooking Techniques for the GAPS Diet. It's by Monica Corrado, C-O-R-R-A-D-O, one of the most complete reviews of the GAPS diet available today. And GAPS is G-A-P-S. If you go to my website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, under podcasts, and search GAPS, G-A-P-S, a series of podcasts will show up. If you can move yourself and your children to a diet more like this, I guarantee you, sickness and illness will become a thing of the past. Now, the family dinner, a couple of comments I wanted to make about that, because we're so busy. We're living our lives, as I said, at 100 miles an hour, and we don't often have the time to sit down as a family, but we want to sit down together and begin eating at the same time. You don't want to gulp your food. You don't want to eat too fast. You want to chew your food well. You want to teach these kids to chew their food well. It's recommended to chew each bite about 10 times. And then you want the meal to be a joyous event, laughter, lighthearted conversation, joking around with one another in the best positive ways to do these things. You never want to fight. You never want to argue, because these things affect digestion. You don't want to fight. You don't want to argue. You don't want to have intense discussions when you're taking in nourishment. You want to follow the old adage to rest and digest. You often hear about the fight or flight aspect of the nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight. Well, the other half is the parasympathetic that we know as rest and digest, which is what needs to be taking place when we all meet together as a family for dinner. And then some respect exhibited towards the powers of nature for the food that you're eating, or for the animals that were sacrificed for your nutrition, and especially for those who took the time to prepare these meals. Now, guidelines on beverages, what to drink, what not to drink. I suggest you never start the day hungry. Now, if you're moving towards, as I am myself, back into intermittent fasting type of diet approach, that I have everything laid out, everything scheduled right after Christmas dinner, it'll be coming up before too terribly long. But I'm going to move back into where I've felt the best I've ever felt, lost weight, increased muscle mass without weightlifting, felt really good. I'm going to move towards that. That's not necessarily the best diet for growing children. But once the growth is over with, then that might not be a bad idea to move to. But when it comes to beverages, children have no business drinking soft drinks or fruit beverages. Way too much water. And an alternative is what I do. I drink a lot of sparkling water with a lemon or a lime slice. And according to a recent study that was published in Gut magazine, yes, there is a magazine about your gut, up to 35% of people who consume fruit beverages like orange juice, apple juice, grape juice, are more susceptible to colorectal cancer, the third leading type of cancer. Because why? Well, I can't prove this, but in my opinion, it's because of the tremendous load of sugar that is present in these drinks. That's why children will prefer fruit drinks. And unknowingly thinking that maybe you're giving them some aspect of fruit, you're not. You're just giving them sugar. And then when it comes to whole food supplements, there are some that I recommend for children. Something called chewable Catalin. Catalin is the all-round vitamin mineral enzyme. It's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com under products. Catalin is spelled C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. Chewable because it is food, and it has a drop of cherry juice in it. that makes it sweet for kids to do it. And also, chewable Conjaplex. It has vitamins A and C and calcium lactate and thymus extract to strengthen the immune system and RNA, ribonucleic acid, for cellular production. But this is moving our diets back to what our grandparents ate and our great-grandparents ate when they were living to advanced ages. Don't buy into this idea that during the 1800s, the average lifespan was 40 years. That's nonsense. What they did was they averaged children who died early in life to people who lived long, and as a result, they end up with these crazy numbers. So that's it. Stick around. I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few minutes to finish the show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I hope we've been able to help you today at jackstockwell.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Doctor, doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Yes, in fact, there is a doctor in the house. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Jack and I were just talking about one of the great products from Standard Process. Jack represents Standard Process, which is the only natural manufacturer of, and that sort of is an oxymoron, because if you're doing something all natural, it's not really manufacturing, but they use all natural foods and all of the supplements that they have. We were talking about me taking Cardio Plus, which is one of the best things, I think. And Jack and I were talking about...
great food for the heart.
Yeah, right. Well, you need food for the various elements in your body. And yes. Jack always is talking about this on his 1 hour that we have, Good Day Health. And so I participate with Jack a little bit just to keep my voice familiar to the people who are listening to Jack. When his program airs around the country every weekend, we put him together with Ken Cronus for 2 hours of Good Day Health. So you'll check that out by listening to either the local station that carries this program, or you can go online to gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, do that. A lot of good podcast information. I noticed you were talking about Weston A. Price in the last of your podcast,
yes.
Or the last of your
yes.
hours. I am a big follower and a fan of Weston A. Price because of the raw milk issue that they were pretty much first on. What else
did
Weston A.
Weston Price, Dr. Price was a dentist back at the turn of the last century. Mm-hmm. And after World War II or I was over with, and remember, the dentists back then were the great nutritionists of the day. If you right. wanted to know something about nutrition, you'd go talk to your dentist, because he knew that the condition of your teeth was an indication of the condition of the rest of the body, and they knew back then what to do about it in the way of foods. So he goes on a world tour of many, many years, and he goes to study the indigenous tribes that are removed from commercial food production. High in the Alps, up at the Inuit, at the Arctic Circle, Polynesians, Plains Indians here in America, South America, African tribes, and spent all his, not all his money, but most of his money. And he was a photographer as well, and he took pictures of these people. And he found They were completely unrelated and no communication between them whatsoever because they were all isolated from the rest of society. And he found one thing that was absolutely consistent with every one of these tribes. No cancer, no heart disease, no arthritis, no infectious problems, no diabetes, beautiful babies, good, healthy, pregnant women, and they had high-fat diets, mostly wrapped around eggs and dairy products. They had grains, but they would treat the grains before they made bread out of them. They would soak them to make sure they got rid of all of the phytic acids and the other kinds of things that are not, they're called anti-nutrients in the modern bread production today that hurts our bodies. So to back up what he was doing, he would take pictures of their dental arches. He would take pictures of their physical presentation and showed strong, resilient, healthy bodies. But the consistent thing was they all had high-fat diets, mostly dairy stuff, cheese, yogurt, kefirs, raw milk. And this is all cited in a book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. It is still in print to this day, almost 100 years later.
Yeah,
Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, that you can get at WestonAPrice.org. I highly recommend it in every home.
All right, let's talk about sweet potatoes and how they support digestive health. A lot of people are looking for things. This is about yellow, is it not? Anything yellow, would you say?
Anything that has bright colors to it. And I think Mother Nature has done that so that we get various carotenes. Now, the beta carotene is something that's considered by the FDA to be vitamin A. It's not. It's just a precursor to it, and we find it in brightly colored vegetables and fruits. And the thing that makes a sweet potato orange is high levels of beta carotene that your body will convert into vitamin A. But we know that the studies are just everywhere. It's supporting digestive health, bowel regularity, reducing cancer risk. It supports the eyes. It boosts the immune system. It helps to maintain healthy blood pressure. Improves insulin sensitivity. These are things that we knew were consistent with the digestive addition of sweet potatoes 100 years ago. You know, back before there were vaccines, back before there were antibiotics, back before there were drugs for everything and anything, the way people knew to stay healthy was to eat what Mother Nature presented in the form that Mother Nature presented it.
There
were certain vegetables that were preeminent, and they knew that sweet potatoes was right there at the top with a few others. Like that.
All right, eat some sweet potatoes. There's Jack's advice.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.